Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, Jerrica.
Morning, Joan.
Excuse me, I'm just chomping on an afternoon.
Oh, goodness, you've got it. That's an enormous box, isn't it?
I like these sort of triple-length boxes you can get now.
You get them in airports, don't you? With the giant Toblerones and the huge M&M boxes.
Yes,
and what have
I love everything big.
Yes. Goodness, you've eaten two-thirds of the box, Joan. Mind you, there's nothing on you.
Well... you know, it'll all come out in the wash.
It passes through pretty quickly,
well,
doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't with me, as
oh,
you
no,
know, unfortunately.
No, sorry.
Are you okay?
No, Joan, I've got this awful... it's called a urethratic clump, which is... Oh, God. Well, I went wild swimming at the weekend and in Wales. And what happened was a tiny little, weeny little tiny eel found its way, made its way up the urethratic... entrance, and I ended up with a rush to A&E, a pulsing, burning sensation. Thought I had just a simple UTI, but it turned out I got this ghastly little eel.
Did you feel the eel go in? Or?
I don't feel it go in, Joan.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I think they sort of got these pointy heads and they can just whiz in. Without...
Could have been rather nice.
Well, I mean, yes, I suppose so. Whatever floats your boat. But it was a burning, nasty, very, very, very unpleasant sensation.
And was he jabbing about in there with this pointy head?
Well, that's
head?
What they do. They go in with the little pointy head and then they jump around, have a bit of fun. So you start to feel this sort of fluttery, not unpleasant sensation initially. And then gradually as things go on, it starts to burn and then you'd be basically in absolute blinding agony.
Gosh, is it so it's burrowing its way through? Is it diving
That's
through
what trying to
the,
do. Yes,
into the rest of your body?
Exactly, it's trying to dive out of the urethratic canal and into the general body. And then it can find its way to all sorts of places and you're in deep, deep trouble. But fortunately, I realised I've had one before when I was in Taiwan, briefly, just after our honeymoon, when Philip used to sort of take me along. But anyway, and they were pretty good there. They've got some wonderful private doctors.
How did they extract the little eel?
Oh, Joan, it's a complicated process. They've got a sort of little wire cauterizing loop, and they just pop that up. Generally,
fish it out, really.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, quite literally, yes. I mean, it's
did the surgeon have a rod, or how does that...
They have a little rod. The surgeon sort of fishes, and it's rather like fly fishing. He'll
so
stand...
Put bait on the end.
Yes, he puts a little bit of bait on the end. He stands the other end of the room and flips the rod across, and that... They're extremely skilled.
Very much so, because that's a tiny hole. Yes, I mean, I once had a camera put up there for a cystital, you know, recurring cystitis. Mm. So to do it from the outside of the room...
Well, that's why
off.
They have to cast it, literally, because it won't go in. Otherwise, that has have its own trajectory and it sort of whizzes through the air and
that's
whips
skill.
Up. Which is an amazing skill. Fortunately, a colleague of a very close personal friend rang ahead for me at the hospital and got this guy. There's only a few guys who can do this. Dr. Munt whizzed over and fly fished basically this tiny naughty little eel, and then we actually went out for a very nice meal in the evening.
He's actually very, very nice looking.
He's a very nice man, Dr. Munt. I've known him for...
Very oblong face.
Yes, very long face and very long body. Purely platonic, by the way. If there's any implication somehow that anything went on, nothing went on at all. It was a very pleasant dinner, and then back to the hotel and then fly back to
London. Both of you?
Yes.
Well, should we crack on with the letters this morning?
Indeed. Let's do that.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, we recently employed a live-in au pair from Croatia. She is young, fit and firm with the children. My one concern when my husband first hired her was how attractive she was, but he assured me he wasn't attracted to her. Then one evening, I was up with the runs And when I passed the nursery, I saw my husband silhouetted in the moonlight, suckling on the au pair's breasts while she gobbled at his penis. The next morning, I tried to bring it up with her, but she threw her breakfast in my face. What should I do? Diana Grennerman from Ipswich.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so same old story, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Well, okay. Does Diana... have we got a photograph of Diana?
We have. There she is.
Oh, goodness.
Just in her nightie herself.
Yes, I was going to say, some old slippers and a cigarette in one hand. Mm. There's an awful lot of... things going on in this letter, aren't
there,
really?
Lots of unpacking to do.
Lots of unpacking. You know, she's obviously very, very jealous of people from Croatia. Mm. She's jealous of people who are young, who are fit, who are firm. Firm with the children, I beg your pardon. But implying that the au pair is firm.
She's got a photo of her there. Yes, she's
very
gorgeous.
Yes, what a...
Gorgeous.
She's a corker.
She really is. I mean, I love the look that a lot of these people have, with a sort of wide jaw, the heart-shaped face.
Yes, very pretty.
Very, very pretty.
Yes.
The eyes are sort of bitchy but sexy. Mm. It's a
great combo, isn't it? Yes, yes. And they know how to work the look.
Breasts. I mean, no wonder they wanted to suckle on those.
No, anybody would, really. Male or female, frankly. Mm.
And she's also put a picture of her husband, Diana Grennerman. And again, that's a penis that... I would want to gobble.
I think anyone would want to gobble at that, wouldn't they? That's a jolly nice penis. The reality is that here's a man who's spent his life perhaps feeling unappreciated for his penis. I mean, this is a very, very fine penis. And goodness me, you know, over the course of the years, I've seen an awful lot of penises, as they're called, both medically and obviously personally, various relationships and what have you. Mm. People think penises are penises. No, absolutely not.
Oh, goodness, no. And it's always a shock, isn't it? The first time you see it.
Oh, gosh.
You can't go by the size of the foot or the finger,
nope.
The face or the nose.
Nope.
I mean, all of these things people say will imply it.
Yes,
won't.
Absolutely.
What
nonsense.
He's got there is the absolute perfect
penis.
He's
got the pinnacle.
He's got the width. He's got the length. Mm. The skin isn't old and battered.
No, it looks smooth. It looks very sort of, gentle to suckle on, and yet firm and inviting.
Lovely veins, but not too much.
Exactly, not too ridgy. It's not too bumpy.
And it's not going off into an unsightly point.
No, exactly. It's a nice rounded end. It's very well finished off. I think this is probably, Diana Grennerman, something that you've perhaps not been appreciative enough of over the years. And it's taken this wonderful breasted young Croatian to come along and make this man feel a little bit better about himself. I would say, first things first, give up smoking, because that's going to give you cancer. It may already have done so. By the look on your face, she looks a bit yellow, doesn't she, Diana?
I mean, that could be tobacco staining, but...
It could be, but...
Or it could be jaundice, it's sort of hepatitis. She's perhaps been a drug addict in the past.
Exactly.
She's probably an alcoholic, actually, looking at her more
closely.
Well,
she could be a mixture of all of these things, and early stage type 2 diabetes by the look of her. She's put on... Well, goodness, I mean, a good few stone by the look of her. Time to buy a new nightie, Diana. That's not
wear a nightie. I mean, who wears a nightie?
So, yes, all sorts of things going on. Goodness me, Diana. Get rid of the nightie, ditch the grey nightie. And unfortunately, this is the way of the world. Just get over it, really, and move on.
But do go to the doctor.
Yes, do pop down to your GP.
And don't take no for an answer. If the blood test comes back negative...
Go again.
Do go again.
Yes.
And pay for it if you need to.
Yes, get some private medicine going, really, because a lot of these, unfortunately, these NHS folk nowadays sort of don't...
They fob you off the results so that you do pass away because there's too many people.
Exactly. And in one way, yes, fair enough. In another, if you've got the money, why not splash out on some proper medical advice?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Diana.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my son often cries if he falls over or when he tries new things and fails. My husband calls him a useless pussy, which makes him cry more. Is there something wrong with him? He's 3. Alison Longstead from Berkshire.
Aww, does it say the little child's name?
He's called Tommy. Tommy Longstead.
Tommy, little Tommy Longstead.
Sweet. Very sweet.
Bless him. Bless him. But yes, oh dear. Sounds like there's been some sort of rather mollycoddling mum. Too much, but I'm glad you've written in to alert us to this pretty common problem.
I think so. Very prevalent now. I think this whole thing with, oh, let's bring up boys as girls almost. Yes. You know, let's let them indulge all their emotions.
Yes, and use the same toilets. And
let them cry when they hurt themselves. It's ugly, really, isn't it?
It is. It's nasty. And, you know, I think there are people there saying, oh, get men to talk. Get them men to talk about their feelings. They don't want to talk about their feelings. And why should they?
Absolutely. And I think Alice's husband, Biff, certainly got it right there, calling the kid a useless pussy. I think that's what he needs.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, Biff, hello there, Biff, if you're listening. You know, just to say, I think you're absolutely on the right tracks here, and apologies if you're experiencing some problems with your lady wife, I presume. Yes, you are married.
Mm.
You know, Biff, it's difficult for guys like yourself, and good for you for standing up. You know, there's a lot of talk these days of, you know, people saying, you can't use this word, you can't use that, you can't say pussy.
Mm.
Well, you know, how on earth are you going to get a young lad to sit up and listen unless you start using these sort of terms?
Absolutely. It's a lovely word.
It's a pretty word. It's not an offensive word particularly. I don't know all this.
Well, it can be very, very sexy, obviously.
Absolutely. Whispered so in a dark corner.
Yes, maybe not so much for Tommy. But, you know, end of the day, that kid, I mean, looking at the photo of him, he is, I'm sorry to say what I would describe as a bit of a wimpy looking boy. He looks a bit whiny. He's got a haircut that he isn't doing him any favours. I don't know if that's, well, Biff's bald, so I don't know if that's something you might want to do, shave his head.
Yes.
Might give him a bit more of an army look.
You know, I do worry people like Alice get jump on the bandwagon of all these sort of people, these folk, mainly, I'm afraid, mainly ladies, complaining about the fact that men aren't, you know, behaving. I don't know. To be honest, I can't be bothered to follow the argument. But I do think people like Biff, good on you, mate. And carry on the good
looks
fight.
Great. Biff looks fantastic.
I like the look of Biff. Yes. But what's Biff short for? Is that a...
Bifford?
It could be Bifford or Biffrey.
Biffold.
Biffold. Biffred. Yes, all sorts of possibilities. Goodness, we get some unusual
Biffin,
names.
Like Kevin.
Oh, Biffin, yes, simple.
Biffin Longstead. I don't know.
Mm.
What I do know is when she says, is there something wrong with him, her child, well, yes, there currently is.
I'm afraid there is, Alice.
I think the more words Biff can come up with, other than pussy as well.
Yes.
I mean, there's a number of expletives he could be shouting at the child.
Yes.
That would be very, very effective.
Absolutely. I mean,
because what will happen is he might cry for a while, but he'll reach a point when he'll start to shut his emotions down in order to cope with it.
And that's what you want.
That's when you've hit gold.
That's when you've hit gold. You've started to make a man out of this little...
toddler.
This poor little wee mite. So, yes, they need to grow up pretty fast these days. And thank you for writing in, Alice. I think we've probably saved the day on this one.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm 47 and always thought I had a pretty nice life, though I've never married. However, recently I was struck in my workplace by a close colleague using a very large metal stapler. My fellow workers had gone home and the CCTV was out of service. 2 weeks on and despite my protestations, no one believes me. He's pretty popular and they've all sided with him, despite marks and bruising on my arms and legs. Should I stay and try and tough it out or move on? Jerrica Olson from Pennsylvania.
Another Jerrica. Oh, that's wonderful.
Gosh, such a rare name.
It is, isn't it?
Hers is with a double R, though.
Oh,
that,
yes,
that should be noted.
It's quite different, isn't it? Well, yes. So this is tricky, isn't it? She's 47. She's not married. So two sort of key hinters, I suppose, there.
Yes.
Of what might
have been... markers.
Two markers that might... raise some flares about what's been happening with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a common
but to all intents and purposes, Jerrica Olson, and particularly by her photograph here, is a very plain spinster.
Yes, she is.
And made more plain, sadly, by these bruises and bashes and marks. And as she says, arms and legs. So he obviously struck her quite badly and repetitively with that large metal staple.
Well, or whatever the event was has left her with these.
And was that what actually happened? So, because conveniently the CCTV camera was not working.
Not working. And she gives us some pointers and clues here. He's a very popular man. So my guess, and it's a bit sad, this letter, and I, you know, it's somebody the same name as me. I wish I could be saying something differently. But I'm afraid this sounds like someone who's severely self-harming. When people have gone home from the office, she's grabbing the staple and whacking herself about the legs and arms and trying to pass it off as an attack from a well-liked and probably very good-looking.
Well, she's enclosed a picture of him, and he's absolutely hunky.
He's very good-looking, isn't he?
I mean, he's got a lovely lumberjack shirt.
What a cheeky
Very, very twinkly eyes. Very nice teeth on the upper level there, the upper jaw. Yes. Nothing much going on the lower jaw.
No.
But working well with that top.
Yes.
Top one.
And the button's undone, quite low down to the waist. It's got a nice, firm chest and
lovely chest and very mottled, multicolored pubic chest hair.
Yes,
a wildly cold pubic there, but it is pubic.
It's exactly the same hair, the texture, the sort of wiry texture,
and the sort of slight grease
a greasy texture, as you say. Rather golden, some goldens and some blondes and some
dark. Can only imagine that his groinal region is going to be a veritable rainbow.
Quite a picture.
Fuzzy joy down there.
Absolutely. You know, we can see he works out. Good for him. He's got some wonderful abs there. You can see the top of. And obviously
very, very high buttocks as well.
He's got high buttocks.
Nice.
He's wearing, I suppose they call them short shorts, don't they, in America?
They're a bit like the bum shorts the girls are wearing here, aren't they?
Yes, which can look very pretty on a young thing. And this man certainly suits these very tight denim cutoffs.
Interesting to be wearing in a which I think is a civil service where they're working, isn't it?
Yes, it must be like, dress down Friday or something.
Or Mufti or Day's birthday or something.
Yes, or somebody's birthday.
Dress as a gay man day or something. I'm not saying he looks gay because he looks very, very heterosexual.
He does look very heterosexual, although I suppose a gay man would find him very, very, very attractive.
Oh, I mean, I think anyone would find him attractive. I think Jerrica finds him very, very attractive.
This is obviously the problem. And it's obviously, I mean, you know, it's obviously the same thing here. It's the same the world over, isn't it? Where you've got a lady of late 40s who's, you know, for whatever reason, looks in this case, I suppose, not managed to find a fella to settle down with.
And of course, in her case, sadly, she's the sort of lady you can see who never would have. It's not about age with her.
No.
She just wasn't born under a lucky star, as it were.
No.
And I think the self-harming is coming about because she's got these cauldron of sexual frustration that's built up for 47 years.
Goodness, I mean,
because don't forget, you're ovulating as soon as you're born. Your eggs are all popping out into your little nappy.
Absolutely, starting to pop out. Pip out and sort of rather shoot out in a sort of scurry of eggs, as you say, Joan, from a very, very, very early age.
And she's obviously head over heels with this guy and having to bash herself. And I don't think she's just bashing her arms and her legs with that metal stick.
No, I think you're right, Joan. Actually, looking at some of the other photos, she's in clothes that goes quite high up the thigh, doesn't it?
I think she's possibly been using it not just in an offensive way to hurt herself, but I think she's been taking a certain amount of pleasure from that metal stapler.
I'm afraid so, and actually she's sent a photo of the stapler, hasn't she? And there's some smeary sort of, I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't know if it's a snail trail or
sort of slugs or whatever in the office, but I would rather wonder whether that's not been in places that perhaps she hasn't told us about.
My concern is that she stapled herself together below in an attempt to shut down those feelings.
Well, that might well be true, Joan. That's apparently increasingly popular with spinsters of a certain age where they become very enraged that they haven't actually managed to secure a partner and are sort of pumping themselves full of staples to make a protest. Yeah, it's hard to know how to respond, but it's sort of wonderful to hear that some American listeners are getting in touch. So
yes,
if you are over there, do feel free to write in.
Good luck. Right, well, we're going to have to wrap everything up there.
What a shame. I've so enjoyed today's
programme.
Oh, it's been a gorgeous one,
absolutely,
hasn't it?
Wonderful, lovely.
I feel very fulfilled.
Very, very blessed. Thank you so much to all of you. I'm not sure some of you know how much you do mean to us both. Yes.
That said, we can't engage in anything personal with a lot of you, which has been proffered in various different ways. We're often sent things through the post, panties and sucked cigarettes.
Tankinis.
Beard clippings, toenail clippings. One man just sent a piece of paper just with all his bogeys stuck on it.
Yes.
Some pubes.
Yes. Plenty of stools have winged their way through the post to us in varying consistency.
We had some old semen sent in a tiny tub, which was very green by the time it got here.
So that was a sort of furry top. Penicillin, I think, grows abundantly, doesn't it, on semen that's left for any length of time. Moles that people have had removed. We had a tumour sent in from a lady that had come off her liver. I think she'd been very lucky. You know, all sorts of progress.
We could do our own Tracy Emin exhibition, really, couldn't we?
With some of the things we've sent. Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softeners Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.